I'm Stephanie Crummy, and I live on Kate Road, right across the street from these guys. And my dad lived on Nottingham Road. Sorry. He just passed away from cancer, and he lived on Kate Road. He built our house. And I can't pinpoint that he got cancer from living where we lived. But I guess every time I've been to a meeting, I've only heard little tidbits of the health. And I would like to hear more about it. I mean, you can't pinpoint it that it was directly from this, but cancer doesn't run in our family, so it's kind of odd. And then my other thing is that, you know, they are bringing a lot of police up our road because they're constantly down at the substation. We just had a break-in on Friday. I don't know if you guys know that. We live in the middle of nowhere, and we have security system because there's break-ins. I mean, I've lived there for 26 years. I don't want to. My dad built my house. I don't want to move. I could care less about the depreciation and taxes and all that, but health-wise, I don't want to live there if there's going to be more and more. My dad chose to build that house there with the substation across. You know, he accepted that, but we didn't accept more towers to come in. So I guess my question is why isn't there more reps out there talking about health, and what, you know, what's our protocol about that and making that more announced? Because, you know, we're out here talking about the forest and all that stuff, and I'm a hiker. I go for that stuff, but I also go for health as well. So
the question really is there any basis for posing this on health? And Peter, I think you've got this one.
So far in the United States, every time someone brings up the health problem, they're referred to studies that are 20 and 30 years old. And those studies were inconclusive. And anyone that's interested afterwards, I would be happy to show you the information from the British government in which they say that this is definitive information at this point. So I don't know what else to tell you except that the people who are telling you that they don't have definitive information are being disingenuous.
So there's also a practice, mostly in Europe, but also in some other states and towns across the country. They call it the precautionary principle. And what that means is even if you can't prove today that being close to a power line creates a health issue, there is enough of a question so that you probably want to keep young families, children, a sufficient distance away. So in Europe, for example, there are specific rules that say how far away from a home or a school or other congregations of people a power line like this would have to be. And remember that science is not as exact as we'd like it to be. What, just yesterday, if you looked at the internet, for the first time now, there's been a final linkage, a study at Harvard University, that dental x-rays are linked to cancer. Well, you know, gee, we've all had dental x-rays, right? And so the fact that the science doesn't exist and you can't prove it today is not the answer. You still want to be commonsensical about it. I can't prove that my chainsaw is going to damage me if I do something with it in a certain way, but I'm still careful to avoid it.